Father Gerard, like I said, is on the line to talk about this with me. Father Gerard, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
Well, it is an extremely difficult time for us to go through. But knowing that Clear is with the good Lord in heaven, we can cope with the situation. But it is a very, very difficult time indeed.
But what's your reaction to the whole incident of Claire being killed in this way when she was doing very good work in the church?
We are shocked, we are horrified, we are speechless, we are feeling like lame, like deep frozen, and absolutely we don't find words for the situation which has happened. That a woman who had dedicated the last 14 years of her life absolutely to serve God in the church and especially in the care for the sick would have to die in such a horrible, senseless way.
Now, could you tell us her work and contribution to the Catholic Church here in South Africa and what kind of person she was?
Well, as you said in the introduction already, she was involved quite intensely in the Catholic health work. She was a board member of CAFCA, the Catholic Healthcare Association, and she was a founder member of the Brotherhood of Blessed Gerard, which is the relief organization of the Catholic Church in South Africa. She has been not only a founder, but she has carried this work as one of the most important pillars of this organization over those 14 years. It is now 10 years that she joined us even as our manager full-time, and she was tirelessly working that the poor, the sick, the afflicted, the children and the destitute people could be served and helped in the best possible way. She has been a member of the Order of Malta. She was a Dame of Magistral Grace. She was acknowledged for her extreme diligent work with the Silver Medal of the Order Pro Merito Militensi from the Order of Malta in Rome. And she has been, and that is much more worth than any worldly reward. She has been absolutely loved by the people who she looked after because of the very special, kind and caring way she had. When the children in our children's home have been asked, "Who is your mother?" Of course, most of them being orphans or abandoned children, they always said, "Our mummy is Auntie Claire." And that sheds a light on what a kind of person she was. But she was a mother to our own volunteers. They came with all their problems, and they did not only contribute through helping to look after the sick, but they were also getting lots and lots of help from her. She was like a counselor. I always say she should posthumously get an honorary nursing and social workers degree because she was such a wonderful person, absolutely dedicated and caring for the people.
I'm sure there are many people that are listening to this program and then we are so close to her and would like to find out the funeral arrangements that are being made by the family. Would you be in a position to tell us anything on that?
Yes, I can tell you what's going on, and that is that we are still waiting for all children of Claire to arrive in South Africa. The daughter has arrived today, and the one son is going to come tomorrow, and the second son on Wednesday, and only then will the funeral arrangements be finalized. But I can give you Claire's homepage, which I have just updated, and there the funeral arrangements will be published as soon as possible, as soon as they are made. If you go into www.bbg4bravobravogolf.org.za, and then you will find a link to Mrs. Kalkworth's private homepage where all the information is on. and there you can find out when the funeral arrangements will be. Allow me to repeat, www.bbg.org.za.
Father Gerard, thank you very much for your time to talk with us.
I thank you very much, and I ask everybody who is listening for your fervent prayers for the angel of Mandini.
Right, that's all we had for you. Looking at the death of Claire Kaukoff there, who's been doing tremendous work in the Catholic Church. Well, let's play this song for her. It's called Nearer My God to Thee, and may her soul rest in peace.